Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Ayin. We are up to Sif Gimel. We are on the fourth to last line of page 470. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Chamesh Chaburo Sheshavsu B'Traklin V'Chalku B'Mechitzos. If there are five groups of people that are living in a traklin in some kind of mansion, V'Chalku B'Mechitzos, and they separated the Chaburos with walls, Im Ovrim Kulam Ze Al Ze. If they all pass through each other's rooms, meaning, She'ein Pesach Pasuach L'Chotzer Ela Hachitzom. There's only one entrance from these houses to the chatzer, and that is in the first house, and everyone in house number 2, 3, 4, and 5 has to go through each other's houses, through house number 1 to get to the chatzer. V'chulam ovrim derech alav. They all have to go through this house number 1, so then, ein tzrichin litein ba'erev el shnayim apnimim. So there are five houses, so house 1 is the one that's facing and has the entrance to the chatzer, so houses 1, 2, and 3 do not have to contribute to the erev, but 4 and 5 have to contribute to the Erev. The two last houses must contribute, and we'll see why. V'chol ha'achirim chashuvim k'dei shar lahem. All the other houses, meaning the three outer houses, are considered just the entrance houses, guards booths for the inner houses, and therefore 1, 2, and 3 are potter from contributing to the Erev, like we learned in yesterday's shir. But if each one of these five houses had their own entrance from their house to the chatzer, the Ramah says, O she'ein ovrim zel zef, or they don't each have their own entrance to the chatzer, but they still don't pass by each other, rak kol echad yesh lo pesach pasuach l'beishar shelifneihem. Rather, each of them has their own entrance into a joint beishar in front of them. V'habeishar pasuach l'chatzer, and from the beishar they all go out one doorway into the chatzer. So then the din is as follows. Im ha-mechitzos magios la-tikra. If the walls that are separating these houses reach all the way to the roof, b'sol shloshet tfachim, or at least within three tfachim of the ceiling, tahave kol echad cheder ifne atzmo, therefore each cheder is considered its own house, afilu hein shal yirios, even if the walls are only made out of curtains, so im b'nei ha-chotzer nosim ha-erev be'echad mishar batei ha-chotzer. If besides these five houses that are attached, there are other houses in the chotzer, and the Bnei Chatzar are placing the Erev in one of the other houses of the Chatzar, so Tzarech kol achas v'achas mechaburo shebetrachim litein Erev. Every one of these five houses will have to contribute to the Erev, which is located in one of the other houses. Avol nosnu ha'erev b'zeh atrachlin, but if the Erev is placed in one of these houses inside the mansion, ein tzrichin litein Erev klal, then none of the five have to contribute to that Erev, shekulam darim b'bayezeh, since they all live in this house, it's considered the house in which the Erev is located, where you do not have to contribute. Ubayish shemanichim boha erev ain't tzarach litein erev. The house in which the erev is placed does not have to contribute to the erev. So if the erev is placed outward in one of the other houses, all five of these houses must contribute. If it's placed in the traklin in one of these five houses, then all five do not need to contribute. V'cheinim ein diyorin achirim b'chatzer. And so too, if the entire chatzer only had these five houses, there were no other houses in the chatzer. So einam tzirchem erev, they don't need an erev at all. That's all if the walls that are separating the houses go all the way up to the ceiling, or at least within three tefachim. However, chilku b'mechitzo she'eino goes latigra, if the walls that are separating these houses do not go all the way up to the ceiling, afilu in b'nei ha-chotzer nosnim eruvon be'echon mishar batei ha-chotzer, then even if the people of the chotzer are placing the eruv in one of the other houses of the chotzer, dai be'eruv echad l'kol ha-chamesh chaburos. So one eruv is enough for all five of these chaburos in the five houses, again, because since they're not fully separated, the walls don't go all the way up to the ceiling, we view it as one mansion, and therefore one contribution to the Erev on behalf of everyone would be good enough. The Ramah says, in Miktsosan also Mechitzos, if some of these houses made Mechitzos between themselves, Umiktsosan lo asu, and some of them did not make Mechitzos, Osan sha'asu heim mechulakim, those who made the Mechitzos, like we discussed in the first case, are considered separate houses, V'osan sha'lo asu heim kemeshutafin, and the ones that did not make separations, fully all the way up to the ceiling, they are considered as if they are joined together. Continues the Mechaber, V'im hayu dayorum ba'alios mamish. If there were some people that were living in the second floor in a totally separate apartment, Afilu nosnu b'nei achotzer ha'eruv b'traklin. Then even if the eruv was placed in this mansion in one of those five houses, but there are people that are also living on the second floor, tzricha kol chabura v'chabura losis eruv. Then it's a total separation. We'll see details of this. Then every single chabura of the mansion must give into the eruv. Aval mishi eshlo melamed o sofer bebeisa. But one who has a melamed or a sofer that is living in his house, v'chein talmidim halolim ifnei harav, and so too students that are living in front of their Rebbe, v'dorim bebeiso kol echad v'chedro, and they're living in his house, each one in their room, afilu yesh l'kol echad pesa pasur l'chatzar, even if each of them has their own entrance to the chatzar, v'ochel v'yoshen b'chedro, and he eats and sleeps in his own room, einam ostrim, they will not aser. So there's a lot going on in this sif. Let's go back to the beginning and review the Mechaber together with the Mishaburas. The first point that we saw in the Mechaber was, you have five chaburos that are living together in some kind of mansion, and we separate the rooms in which they're living with walls. So the first point the Mechaber said was, if they all have to go through each other to get out, meaning there's only an entrance to the chatzar in house number one, and room number one, so then five has to walk through 4, 3, 2, 1, they all have to walk through to get out one, so we said five and four must contribute to the Eruv, the two inner ones, and the three outer ones do not need to contribute to the Eruv, they are only considered a Beishar. So says the Mishaburis of Katan Yudches, Sheshasu Batraklin, Ratzalomer Shedirosam Batraklin, they're dwelling, they're living in this Traklin. So he said, Sevkatan Yudches, Ela Shnayim Hapnimim, the only ones that need to contribute to the Erev are the two most inner houses, the Afda Hasheni Hu Gamkein Beishar LaRishon. Says the Mishabura, if the outer three don't have to contribute because they're considered a Beis Shair for the inner two, so then why isn't the second one considered a Beis Shair for the most inner one? Why do we say the two inner ones have to contribute? Why don't we view the second one as a beishar for the first one? So says the Mishabura, after Hasheni Hu Gam Kein Beishar LaRishon, even though the second one, it's true, it is like a beishar for the first one, Sharishon Over Derech Alav, because the first house, they have to go through his house to get out to the Chatzar. Mikomokom Lo Mikri Beishar LaPatrim and Eruv, that's not called a beishar to Patrim from the Eruv, the beishar de Yochid. A beishar of Yochid, the Hainu Sharak Yochid Over Derech Alav, a Beishar where only one person is passing through, Lo Mikri Beishar, that's not called a Beishar. If it's a Beishar for the entire Chatzar, and the entire Chatzar only has one bias, that would be considered a Beishar. But over here, where it's only one house going through another house, that's not getting a shame beishar, and it will not be potter kilo kamabes sevzayin, like we'll see later on in sevzayin. The alkein, and therefore kol echad ve'echad mehen chayav be'eruv, each one, house number four and house number five, must contribute to the eruv. And again, we're talking about a case where there are other people living in the chatzar, they're making an eruv, so houses four and five, the two most inner rooms, have to contribute to the eruv. Umari ba'ofen shamachitzos shebeineya magios atikur. We're talking about a case where the walls separating them reach all the way up to the ceiling. The i'ena machitzos magios atikra. If the walls don't reach all the way up, nechshavim shnayim kebayis echad, then the two houses are really considered like one house, they're really connected. The ein tzrichin litein rak eruv echad ben shneihem. And then they would only have to contribute one portion towards the Erev on behalf of both of them, im yeshimam odiyarim b'chatzar, if there are other people dwelling in the chatzar. So that which we're saying, the two inner ones have to contribute separately, that's because the two of them are separated by a wall, but if they were not separated all the way up with the wall, like we'll see later in the sif, then they can contribute together one portion to the Erev of the other members of the chatzar. Sivkot and chof. The Mechaber then said, but if instead of each one going through the other to get to the Chatzar, they each had their own way from their houses, from their rooms to the Chatzar, or if we had, as the Rama added on, they all have their own entrance into a Beishar that's joint, and then there's one entrance from the Beishar into the Chatzar, so then the din is going to depend on the separation of the walls that we'll see in a minute. So says the Mishaburav, Im hayu l'kol echad ratzalomar, she'enam ovrim zel zeh, they're not passing through each other's reshuyos, rak she'esh l'kol echad mechedro pesach pasor l'chatzar, rather each one has from his own room a pesach opened up into the Chatzar. Sivkaton Chaf Aleph, the case of the Rama, Ushain Ovrim, Ratzalomer means to say that Mechaber Tzir Einam Ovrim. The Mechaber drew up the case of Einam Omrim, the Gavni Shahayu L'Kol Echad Mechedro Pesach L'Chatzar, that each one in his room has his own entrance into the Chatzar. The Harama, most of the Rama is adding on, Even if all of the doorways do not open into the chatzer, but rather each of these rooms open up into a beishar, that was across from all of the rooms, and then that joint beishar that they each have a door to go into has one doorway going from the beishar into the chatzer. And the Mechaber and the Ramah are telling us, don't say, Kevan Shekulam Yotzim L'Chatzer Derech Pesach Echad. He's going in the Ramah, that don't say, since they're all going to the Chatzer through one Pesach, the Hainu Pesach Shal Beishar, meaning they all have their own entrance into the Beishar that's joined together, and from the Beishar there's one entrance into the Chatzer. So don't say, since they all have one way to get from their joint Beishar to the Chatzer, Mikri Mechubarim, Kulam, they're considered all attached, Uka'ovrim Zeh, it's like they're passing through each other. Kamashwan the Chiddush is the low mashgechinan bazel. We don't pay attention to this. Kevan she'enam orim zel zeh. Since the ma'isa they're not going through each other's rooms, it's not considered orim zel zeh. Ulefiza, according to this, ba'batrim shalonu shadarim kamashchenim. He's talking here about an apartment building that we have. We have houses that there are many neighbors living inside bebayis. V'kol echad b'chadorim meuchadim. They each have their own rooms. Afal pi sha'ovrim lachutz derech habayis. Even though the way to get outside is to go derech the bayis shelifneihem shulem kebeishar. The hallway, the lobby of the apartment building is like a beishar for everyone. So everyone goes from their rooms into the beishar, and then there's one exit from the beishar into the chatzer. Mikom makom chayovim kulam be'eruv. They all have to contribute to the eruv. Ulefikach, and therefore, in the skalkel ha'eruv shel ir. So if there is an apartment building like this, and the eruv of the city at large gets ruined, asurim latato kol echad mechedru lechader chaveru. Each one is going to be also to carry from his apartment to his friend's apartment. In lo shiyesh labalabayas tfisas yad bechadrehim. This is, of course, if we don't have, like we discussed yesterday, we don't have that the balabayas has a tfisas yad, he has a hold on the other rooms that they're living in. Kigon dvarim she'enam nitalim. For example, he has things in those houses that can't be moved on Shabbos. Ukidl elbis abeis. Sha'oz nechshav ki'ilu kol habayas vachadarim shalom. Because if he had a beis yad, an achiza, a beis achiza on all of their reshuyos, it would all be considered one big bias. V'heimra ka'orichim etzlo, and they would be like his guests. V'ein tzrichim la'eruv, then you would not need an eruv. So the Mishnah Berurah over here is talking about a case we have an apartment building. If the eruv in the city is ruined, they have to make their own eruv to carry from apartment to apartment within their building, unless, of course, there's one owner and he rented out the different apartments and he has a tfisas yad in the apartment. So then that makes them like all the orichim of the Baal Bayis, they wouldn't need an eruv. But assuming you don't have that, they're just each living in their own apartments, so then they would have to have an eruv on their own to be carried from house to house. In terms of carrying from their apartment to the joint area of the bayis, look later in Siv Zayin. So to summarize, Siv Katan Chav Aleph, after the Mechaber discussed the case of the five rooms in the Traklin, that they each go through each other to get out, that the two inner ones have to contribute to the Eir of the Chatzar, the three outer ones are a Beishar for those two and don't have to contribute, he says in the Mechaber that each of them have their own entrance from their Cheder to the Chatzar, or, like the Ramah, they each have an entrance from their Cheder to a joint Beishar, and from the Beishar there's one entrance to the Chatzar. That's considered like different houses, and therefore they would have to contribute to the Eir of, as we're going to discuss further, now. So the Mechaber then said, if the mechitzos are magios atikra within three tefachim, says the Mishnah Berurah of Beis that have a loved, then we say loved ukesasim ad lemaladami, as considered as if the walls went all the way up. So then each one is considered in its own cheder. So even if the walls are made out of urios, if katan chav gimel, achein ba'ofen shekshuros heitav in lamata, when we say the walls could be made out of only curtains, it has to be the curtains are tied up well at the bottom, shelo yanidim haruach, that they shouldn't blow in the wind. Ukedl el besimin shin samel beis, if aleph, in order to be a wall that is made out of curtains, they have to be tied down so they don't sway in the wind. So the Mechaber is saying over here that if they have separations of walls that go all the way to the top within three tefachim, even if the walls are yerios that are done tight. So we said it depends. If the people of the chatzar are giving their eruv in one of the other houses of the chatzar, every one of these houses that are separated by these yerios that go all the way up will have to contribute. Says the Mishabura Sekhana Chavdalat, Torah Kol Achas V'Achas, Tekevon Da'asri Hanach Da'yorin Shebechatzar in Lo Ervu. Since the other people that are living in the chatzar and their other houses will aser if they don't contribute to the eruv, asri nami hanoch shebetraklin. Therefore, the members of the traklin are going to aser also kevan shamachitzos shebehem mechulakim af shem mechitzos gruos. Since lamaisa they have a separation of walls, even though the walls are mechitzos gruos, since everyone else in the chatzar has to contribute to the eruv that's placed in one of the other houses of the chatzar, each room of the traklin will have to contribute to that eruv as well. But then the Mechaber said, but if the Eruv is not placed in one of the other houses, but rather it's placed in one of the rooms of the Traklin, then they do not have to contribute to it because they're all considered living in that house, and the house where the Eruv is placed, you don't have to contribute. Says the Mishaburus of Kotokov, hey, Ein Srichim, Umari b'mechitzos Arai. Again, the only way we're going to say if you put it in one of the rooms of the Traklin, the other rooms don't have to contribute. That's only if the walls are taka arai, like we've been discussing, ke'ein mechitzos shel yirios, like walls made out of curtains. De'ilu chalku b'mechitzos gemuros, but if these rooms are separated with real, regular, strong walls, kegon shel nesarim v'kadoma, like made out of wood, boards, or similar things, bevadai einaf kamina, then for sure there would be absolutely no difference between eruv ba etzlon, where the eruv was put in their rishu, so the eruv was put in one of the other houses, ubein yesh deyorna acherim b'chatzar, ein deyorna, there are other people living in the chatzar, not other people living in the chatzar, it wouldn't matter. De bekulu tzrichin litin chelu pe'eruv, they have full separations of wood walls between them, it's vada they ought to contribute to the eruv. Could the Messiah Hamachaber Basal, the Machaber said at the end with the case of him Hayu Dayorim Ba'Alios Mamish. The way the Machaber discussed this is they're living on the second floor, but Zakta Mishabura, that's just an example. The same thing is true if they're living in the regular five rooms, but they have real walls separating them. They're all considered separate rooms, and they absolutely must contribute to the Eruv no matter what. No matter if the Eruv is here, the Eruv is in a different house in the Chatzar, if there are other houses in the Chatzar, no other house in the Chatzar, either way, they're considered totally separate houses. The whole discussion over here is where the walls are in the Chitzos, Gurus, they're tight walls, the Yerios that are tied down, but the Mice of the Yerios, there the din is, if the Yerios go all the way up within 3 tefachim from the ceiling, if the Eruv is placed in someone else's Rishus, they all must contribute, but if the Eruv is placed in one of their Rishios, then they're considered one big house, because they don't have real walls separating them, and then they can all not contribute to the Eruv. Sivkotan Chavav, Shekulan Darim Bebaya said they're all considered living in this house. Hainu. Afsha Eruv Munal Pechader Echad, even though the Eruv again is only placed in one room, Domi Kenansha Eruv Haya Munach Eitzel Kulam. It's as if the Eruv is placed by all of them. That Tikru Mechabron Lebayas Echad, because the ceiling joins them together as one bias. Kevon Shetaltav Heim Mechitzos Gruos, since under them they only have Mechitzos Gruos made out of curtains or similar materials. So we view them as one big house where they do not need to contribute to the Eruv that's being placed in their house. Then the Mechaber said, but if the separation of these walls are not all the way up or within 3 tefachim, so then they're really considered like one big house, and even if the Eruv is placed in one of the other houses, they would only have to give one portion. Says the Mishabura Sekotan Chavzayim, B'mechitzos She'enogos Atigra, Afilu Heim Mechitzos Kvuos Shel Nesarim V'Avonim. Even if these walls are real walls that are set, made out of boards or stone, V'Afilu Kvuos Yosem Me'asara, they're more than 10 tefachim, they're real walls, but they don't go all the way up to the ceiling, so they don't have a full separation or even within 3 tefachim. So then we say, and the Mechaber said, even if the Bnei HaChatzar nosen Eruvim Be'echad Mishabat HaChatzar, it's Dai Be'eruv Echad L'Kol HaChamesh Chaburah, so all considered like one, they only have to give in one portion. Says the Mishabruah Sevkon HaChavches, Dai Be'eruv Echad, the Kebayas Echadami, since the walls don't go all the way up, they're considered one bias. The Ramah then said, the Chiluk, if some of them made Mechitzos, some of them didn't make Mechitzos, so says in Mishabura Chavtes, Asum Mechitzos Amigios Atigra. Some of the rooms made between them Mechitzos that go all the way up, then they have to contribute separately. Ones who didn't make a wall all the way up, they're considered like Shutfin, Sekot and Lamid. Pirish V'Azkula Nosem Erev Echa, those rooms can all give one Erev, they're considered joined together. Then the Mechaber said the case of the people that were living in the Aliyos, Mamish, So Afilu Nasnu, the Machaber said in the second to last line, Afilu Nasnu, when they are Chotzer, Ha'eru Betraklin, even if the Eru is put in one of these rooms, every one of the Chaburas must give to the Eru. We said before in the Mishabura that it's Lav Dafka, they're living in Alios, but if they have full walls, not Yerios, but made out of Masarim or Avonim, that separate them, they all would have to contribute to the Eru separately, even if it is in one of their Chadarim. So says the Mishabura, Sefkotan Lamed Alpa, Alios Mamish, Kfar Kasavnu, we already wrote before, the Huadin, the same thing is true, Kishen Eschalku Achaburos, if the chaburos are separated by real walls, kigon shel nesarim v'kadoma, like wood boards or similar things, kevod shehem magios atikra, since the walls go all the way up, they're separate, they all must contribute. Sivkatan lamed beis tzricha kol chabura v'afilu kishein dayorin achirin b'chotzer, even if there are no other houses in the chotzer, thus just this traklin with the five chaburos, but they're separated with real walls that go all the way up, they all must contribute. Tzricha nasos eruv chatzeros, they must make their own eruv chatzeros. Then the Mechaber discusses his last case, that one has a melamed or a sofer in his house, or a talmidim that are learning in the Rebbe's house, and each one has his own room. We discuss that din. Says the Mishabru over here, Sevkotan lamed gimel, v'mishi yeshlo. Hatam, the reason why this case is different, that they don't have to contribute, is kevan shekulan mishtamshim bishel balabayas ba'afiu bishel. Since everyone is making use of the house of the balabayas, with his baking and his cooking, ubechol davar, and all other areas, chashive kulu ki'ilu ochlem v'yesheinu b'mokom echad. Since there's a sofer there, or it's a talmidim by the Rebbe, they're all baking and using the house of the Baal Bayis, so they're all considered eating and sleeping in one place. Even if each of them has their own Pesach into the chotzer, nikroim al shein Baal Bayis, they're still called al shein the Baal Bayis. Vote, and furthermore, Te'in mashu lahem reshuso le'asor lav. The people who are lending out the reshus for the talmidim or for the malamed or the sofer, they're not lending out the reshus to have those people then asur on them to carry. So we have two reasons. Number one, they're making use of the Baal Bayis reshus. And number two, he's lending it out to them not to cause trouble, just to benefit them. V'chozeh b'shahaya sha'u lahem. This din is all true when the houses were lent out to these people. Avalim hoya mokum achadorim konui. But if those rooms were actually bought, o muskar lehem, or rented to them, o afilu bishol, or even if it was just lent out to them, rakshem mishtamshim kol elcha b'thniyasu b'chedro, but they weren't using the house of the Baal Bayis. All their ishtamshes was in their own houses, ostrim. Then they would in fact asr on the Baal Bayis. The davko b'tzeiruv shneha to'amim b'yachan mikilinam. We're only mekel that will not asr without an eriv. If you have these two things, number one, the house is being lent out to them, and number two, their ikir ishtamshus is being done in the house of the Baal Bayis, then they're considered all living in the house of the Baal Bayis, and they would not need an eruv between them. But if you're lacking one or the other, either they bought the houses, they bought the rooms, they're renting the rooms, or even if it's lent to them, but they're doing the shtamshus in their own rooms, so then they would need to make their own eruv. Of course, the whole discussion is only if the Baal Bayis doesn't have a tfis asyad on that room. The ilav hachi, because if that was not the case, but he had a tfis asyad, mutter b'chol gavni, they would be mutter to carry without a problem, the canal b'sif beis, like we discussed yesterday, in sif beis. Sivkotan la medalad pesa pasor lechotzer, even if they had each one their own entrance into the chotzer, the hava minan, I would have thought to say, the yachal lesser al bnei a chotzer kashalo eruv, they would ask her on the bnei a chotzer if they don't give into the eruv, so kamash mulan, they don't ask her. Sivkotan la medhei, al anche a chotzer velo zel ze, if they don't contribute each one, they will not ask her on the other people of the chotzer, and they will not ask her on each other, because they are considered one bias together with the bala bias. We'll stop here and continue. It's Hashem tomorrow with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.